clearly, being based at the James Cook University Hospital, Southside Broadcasting is more than interested in terms of events that take place supporting the North Yorkshire Air Ambulance and more. And to talk about one of the things which connects both bikes and indeed air ambulances, specifically the North Yorkshire Air Ambulance, we're delighted to welcome to the programme today the fabulous Kevin Hutchinson. How are you, Kevin?
Good morning, I'm very well, thank you.
Brilliant. Kevin, first of all, just talk to us about your role within the North Yorkshire Air Ambulance. What is it that you actually do with the organisation?
Well, my job title is a community fundraiser for the East Region of Yorkshire. And basically that's me and a couple of colleagues and a team of volunteers that help to cover basically from the Humber to the top side of Whitby and then from the coast to sort of this side of the A1. And then other people from the charity look after the other three regions of Yorkshire. So we basically do cover the whole of Yorkshire as Yorkshire Air Ambulance.
So a really important sort of line from that perspective in what has often been described as the Texas of Britain, basically. So great stuff there, without the oil, but at least I don't think we won't go there. Most folk are well aware of the importance that the North Yorkshire Air Ambulance actually has in terms of instant help or almost instant help and rescuing lives and saving lives and so on. What was it that appealed to you specifically about the North Yorkshire Air Ambulance?
For sort of joining them as a
exactly,
as a
yes.
Company,
yeah,
you?
Yeah.
bit of a long story, but basically what it is I had a friend who wanted a collection pot for a cafe that he worked in at the time, contacted the charity in a roundabout way. He became a volunteer. Then I had never seen the helicopter. There was an event happening where the helicopter was flying in. So I went along, and then me and my friend then started going to events with a fundraising stall. And then I thought, this is a bit crazy, not being a registered volunteer. So I then signed up to become a registered volunteer. I did that role for roughly 4.5 to 5 years, and then a job opportunity came up to work for the charity as a full-time job. I applied for it and was lucky enough to get the role, and I've been doing that just over a year now.
Excellent. Okay, so a year in position, more or less, and suddenly you're thinking, let's get bikers involved and various other factors and so on. So what is the connection between what I believe will be taking place in Scarborough on Saturday the 9th of September, and to share with us how the event has manifested and how people can get involved and obviously support it?
Yes, the Scarborough Goldwing Light Parade and Spectacular Firework Display is the title of the event. The event organisers, John Bates and Janet Houseman, they actually started this event back in 2008, and it's grown from then to what will be happening this year. Previous years they've done it as a fundraising for the RNLI, and this year they have chosen the Yorkshire Air Ambulance as the charity to support. The event itself I've never seen in the past, so I've only seen pictures and video clips of what actually goes on, but it's looking as though it's going to be a fantastic event, just hoping the weather's going to be kind to us, really.
Well, I'm looking at the website now, which is the usual 3 W's, goldwing-light-parade.co.uk. That's goldwing-light-parade.co.uk. And there's heaps of sort of images of obviously the bikers doing their stuff, so to speak, which is great for that. Actually, I mean, Scarborough, appreciate the whole thing, because we're usually there for Sci-Fi Scarborough in the spring. But clearly this is one of those autumnal seasons in which actually it kind of brings a little bit of the magic of the Blackpool Illuminations, dare I say it, to the East Coast.
It definitely will indeed, yes. As I understand it, the bikes will start to arrive at about 10 a.m. to park up on the West Pier, which is at the back of / side of the RNLI Lifeboat House, and also along the Marine Drive, so people can go up and have a look at the bikes during the day, and then on the evening time, all the bikes congregate on West Pier. And then at about 8 o'clock, they do a parade from one side of the seafront to the other. So going from the South Bay over to the North Bay and then back again with all these fancy lights on them.
That's
and then once they're back on West Pier, there is a big firework display that's set off, which is from the South Bay Traders of Scarborough Association.
And as you rightly say, Britain's finest Honda Goldwings, the world's top touring motorbikes, are on display on Scarborough's West Pier and in Foreshore Road on Saturday 9th of September from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. And then, of course, the excitement sort of mounts because at 8 p.m. they leave West Pier for a dazzling parade along the North and South Bays promenades, all in aid, as we're doing this piece for, of course, for the Yorkshire Air Ambulance. Again, you know, it's crazy to say, are you looking forward to this? But in terms of a sense of anticipation, you've got to say this is a wonderful way of not only raising the profile, which is always important, but hopefully sort of connecting folk with actually supporting the Yorkshire Air Ambulance.
Definitely. Like I say, the support that we get from the people of Yorkshire is absolutely fantastic. So people can come along. We will have a couple of stalls on the day. One will be on West Pier and one will be round on the North Bay in front of the newly built sands complex, so people can come up, have a look at the stall. We'll have a tombola on one of them on the West Pier. They can chat to us. We will have some of our registered volunteers with us as well, with collection buckets, so you can stop and have a chat with those and ask those guys what it is that they do and, in a sense, why they do it.
It's worth noting as well, when we're speaking about the Yorkshire Ambulance, that if it wasn't for guys like yourself and the team obviously raising the profile and raising capital for this whole thing, actually it wouldn't exist, because we live in a world where actually, despite the sort of protestations, oh, well, isn't that funded through the NHS? No, it's a separate sort of thing. It's a registered charity in itself, and it's worth flying that flag as well, really.
Definitely. We do get help through the NHS. They do actually provide the paramedics that fly with us, so they are actually employed by Yorkshire Ambulance NHS Trust. So we don't pay for those. Everything else as a charity it does pay, but it doesn't pay for the paramedics. So yeah, it's a fantastic organisation to work for, but we can only do what we do with the good people of Yorkshire that support us and donate money. If people didn't donate, then we wouldn't be able to do what we do. So it's a big team all in all, from the staff to the supporters, the donors.
Now, Kevin,
everyone to take their path.
Will you, Kevin, be actually getting on a bike yourself, or is it a case of, no, I'll just sort of stay away from that, I'll stay with the helicopter?
Well, the helicopter's not flying in.
No, I didn't think so, that's okay. So will you be getting on a bike then? That's the other thing.
Possibly. Right. It depends on if there is room on a bike.
I'm sure. Looking at these Goldwing light parade images, I think you should be able to fit in on that sort of thing. Certainly, it's all good.
Well, a lot of them are already spoken for to have a rider and a passenger. So it depends on if there is a bike that's available for a passenger. But we will be having both of our new mascots there, Pilot Percy and Paramedic Polly. And so if there is space on the back of a bike, I'm hoping that our mascots can jump on the back and take part in the parade.
In fact, I'm looking at Pilot Percy now, I think, and he looks quite surprised, actually. He's got sort of fairly dark, bushy eyes, etc., obviously wearing his full safety helmet as well. But I would say almost shocked, really. It's almost he's in shock. So I suspect he's a better pilot than he actually is a motorbike rider. But that's just from the image I'm looking at here. This is amazing stuff.
Yeah, quite possibly, yeah.
Of course, you could always say, actually, you could claim rank, Kevin, because you could say, well, you know, you've been doing interviews with Southside Broadcasting and Siren FM about this whole thing, so it's amazing stuff. Kevin, let's sort of finalise details. We've mentioned, obviously, you can go to goldwing-light-parade.co.uk to find out details about that. Effectively, turn up tomorrow at Scarborough, and the event itself is free, I presume?
It is. There's no charge for you to come in, and like I say, all the bikes will be parked up along Foreshore Road and Marine Drive and on the West Pier, so it's just a case of popping along and having a look at the bikes and hanging around for the parade at night and the firework display.
Brilliant. Well, as I say, I think there's a possibility one of our producers, who in fact put us in touch, Minty Steed, might well make her way there in her own unique mobile and various other elements. So that's great news from that point of view. Kevin, if people actually want to get directly in touch with the North Yorkshire Air Ambulance and indeed follow your path and actually look to do some fundraising for them, how can they actually do this? Is there a web address that you'd like to promote as well?
There is indeed. The web address for Yorkshire Air Ambulance is www.yaa.org.uk. If you want to phone the charity, the number to contact head office is 01422 237 900.
Brilliant. Kevin.
And we do also have a Facebook page, so if you're on Facebook and Twitter, search for Yorkshire Air Ambulance and the pages will come up for you for those ones.
Kevin Hutchinson, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us on the programme today? Has it been okay for you?
It's been absolutely fantastic and a pleasure to talk to you.
Well, likewise, hopefully we'll meet in person before too long. So can we look forward to connecting with you again in the near future and hopefully keeping folk appraised of the excellent work that you do as community fundraiser for the East of Yorkshire and specifically obviously focusing on North Yorkshire Air Ambulance?
Definitely, yes. Once the event's been done, if you want to have another chat and we can talk about how the event actually went.
I think it'll be splendid, but I can't resist, actually, in terms of a musical outtake for this, the Shangri-Las and Leader of the Pack. I know it ends in a slightly tragic scenario, but you might well be too young to remember the Leader of the Pack. But for bikers everywhere, I think they might just appreciate this. Are you okay with that, Kevin?
Definitely fine. Thank you very much.
Is she really going out with him?
Well, there she is. Let's ask her.
Betty, is that Jimmy's ring you're wearing?
Mm-hmm.
Gee, it must be great riding with him. Is he picking you up after school today?
Mm-mm.
By the way, where'd you meet him?
I met him at the candy store. He turned around and smiled at me. You get the picture?
Yes, we see.
That's when I fell for the Leader of the Pack.
Beginning to show. As he drove away on that rainy night, I begged him to go slow. Whether he heard, I'll never know.
Look out! I felt so helpless, what could I do?